Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and I'm hanging out with who?
Cooley, Mugen, whatever y'all call me nowadays.
Mugen E is hanging out with me, Mugen Mentality. We are here for here for a listening party, as well as a fundraiser for the new audiobook that Mr. Mugen over here took my poems and put them so gently into music that we have a very good dedication, you know, motivation, meditation, Bible study, a quick fix before going out to your day. It's about a 22-minute take, but you can relax your day with it, end your day with it, or begin your day with it. And it surely will bless you the way it has blessed me. And how about you, Mugen? How are you today, Cooley?
Oh, I'm well.
Got
my day started a bit late, but been up all night in the studio, but it's all good.
That's all good. That's a guy giving a talent, and he's going to make you worth it. Sometimes it's in the midnight hour, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Working
all
with
right. Everybody.
A protege of mine, trying to get
all
his
right.
flow
good.
Together, so.
That's good. Good stuff to hear. You know, we all got to reach back. We all got to share our talents. Together we make a kingdom. Alone we make nothing. So together we got to bring our talents to get the job done within the kingdom itself. I wanted to start off the show. Before we start off the show, I got to start it off with a reading. And I want to come from Psalms 25th chapter. Started at the first verse. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come to those who are treacherous without cause. For those people out there who just attack you for no reason at all, I've been there. God said, don't worry about those people. That you will never be put to shame, regardless of what people say, do, and nothing prosper, against you shall prosper. That's what I'm trying to
right.
say. So that's
God
why
is sovereign
I
over all of our situations.
Hallelujah.
No, I was just saying God is sovereign over all of our situations, all of our problems.
Absolutely.
A lot of times we look at the problem and telling God how big the problem is, but we need to be telling the problem how big our God is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. You know, there's nothing our God can't do. Come on now. Ain't nothing Jesus can't do. There's nothing God can't do. We have a win-win proposition by allowing them to come into our lives. So, hey, you know, all praise be to God. That's the only reason we're here is to praise God. Got a little static. But we're gonna
forgive me if
you're
hearing background noises. I'm walking on the street, so.
That's okay. You're doing an on-site listening party. You might hear a siren happening over here in Chicago. Okay, but we've been talking enough. I want everyone first to know that the ministry has a new website, and it's www.journeyhomeministries.org. Ministries is plural. So www.journeyhomeministries.org is our new website. At that website, you can go to the contributions tab and fundraising tab, and it will direct you to secure credit card or debit card processing for PayPal. And there's also further down on the page our address, P.O. Box 16341, Chicago, Illinois, 60616, if you want to send in cash or check. Now, the reason I need to tell you, Mugen, I'm still talking, but I got to go with the spirit. the reason that we're doing the fundraiser for the ministry is because the ministry does a lot of different things that I don't think people are aware of. You know, we have currently we have giant print Bibles for anyone out there who's in the need of giant print Bibles. Please let us know. We have some to donate. We try to donate these not only in America but around the world. Whenever there's a crisis, we always give to the Red Cross or whatever organization is doing the work over there. We give to another 501c3. We're an online-only ministry, but we are a ministry in itself. And that there is overhead as far as outreach that we do that we would like to do more of, and we need your help in order to do that. And so tonight we're asking for God to open your heart. And if you would like, definitely buy the audio CD, great for meditation, great for Bible reading, Bible study, or if you just want to contribute, you can contribute that there as well. Even if you want to sow a seed and become a tither into the ministry, that tab is there as well. Look around the ministry for all of our different things that we have to offer you, different shows we have to offer you. All of it's free for the edification of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the great I Am. All right, do you have anything to add on to that?
Oh, that was a mouthful, but yes, go ahead and buy it online. This is the last resort before we do door-to-door sales, so go ahead and get it online while it's still on. I'm just kidding.
But, I know. Cooling is going to come to your door. And your picture is on the page, so everyone knows what you look like. So be careful what you ask for.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So let's get this party started off right. Okay, we're going to start the first part off with, of course, the first poem of the book, which is Sunday Morning Signs. Here we go.
The Journey Home, a collection of poems by Sister Poochie, with narration by Mugen Mentality, also known as Kuli E. Sunday Morning Signs. Each day, take time to pause, look around, and thank God for all He has created. Nature is full of many wonders that serve as a constant reminder of the glory of God. These wonders are signs left from Him to comfort us during hard times and constantly remind man of His power, grace, and His promise to provide for His creation. Nature looks to man for nothing except for the space to be what God created it to be. Once you have come to realize that you are only one part of a bigger picture, the journey begins. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you know why? Reference reading, Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 through 27.
First stop of the journey, Sunday Morning Signs. Sunday morning, birds are chirping, negative thoughts are in the air. I'll be fine, it's just a matter of time, but God, I need a sign. Are you with me? Are you here? Sunday morning, birds are chirping louder in my ear. I ask one more time just for a sign. God, show me. Are you near? Sunday morning, a cardinal flying, birching a little near. Sun smiling on me and morning dew soothing me. God gently whispers in my ear. How many signs will it take this time? I did not give you that spirit of fear. Open your mind. Stop wasting time. Ask. Answer, my dear. Sunday morning, birds chirping, butterflies, and a cardinal near. Sunday morning signs that fill my mind, because God. God is always there.
Three little birdies. That was Sunday Morning Signs, everyone. As you heard in the poetry part, it was the first stop of the journey, and they're called stops and not steps, because to me a stop is something that you can go back to, and step, you know, you miss your stop and go back to it until you learn those things that God wants you to learn. As you grow closer to him. So it was really my journey to becoming one with my Lord and Savior, my friend, Jesus Christ. All right. Move in.
Hey.
Yes.
What's on your mind, Hunchy?
Okay, he's talking to somebody else.
No, I'm talking to you. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I've been telling everyone what's on my mind. You know, my mind, my body's weak, but my spirit is strong. And you know, all I want to do is serve and honor and worship God. So that is in the forefront of my mind. You know. But what are the things I want to do with this listening party? We've heard the first stop of the journey, and we're definitely going to give you more so you can get a clearer picture of what the whole project is all about. But I want to also play some of your stuff, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. I appreciate all the exposure I can get.
No problem.
Well, it's not
I
even for
to...
me, it's for, you know.
It's for the kingdom. For the kingdom. But I want to just give a personal, you know, as talking to all of the spoken word artists, check Cooley E, Mugen Mentality, Mugen Music out, because this young man is awesome. and I really have enjoyed working with him. All glory to God. And he put this real together, real tight, just following his spirit and my spirit speaking to his, and it just became in divine order. So I wanted to thank you personally as well as for the ministry for all your hard work that you did.
Oh, no problem at all. It's my pleasure.
Okay. All right.
Blessed to be a blessing to others.
All right, just say that, okay? Don't come on. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Yes, you are. We are blessed to be a blessing to others. And right now we're going to roll into another song. We're going to roll into something by you, which is awesome. Let them see how you flow.
Awesome. Awesome. Shit. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Ross. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes blossom. Dirty mouths blossom. Dirty spirits blossom. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball is off the car, cause God has been so good to y'all. Me, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, but he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter where they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is
awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took a loss to find that cross, no matter what he cost him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah, yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and wash all of our sins away, so we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light, cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no views of gray, no views of green. So that means no Mary J. But my God way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-U-E-S-O with me. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity, Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
All right, that was Kumi E with awesome,
awesome,
also known as Mugen Mentality. It's awesome. You got to tell
awesome
me about that song.
Well, I was in some general store, and I was just playing with the words awesome, awesome. That sounds like a nice little, it has a nice ring to it. And I don't think anyone has done a song like that as well.
No, I haven't heard
I might,
it. Yeah,
yeah, so I was thinking no one had did a song like that, so I went ahead and recorded it.
Okay, well, you know, I wanted to let people know before I forget about Sunday Morning Signs, that poem came to me, and I was staying in my deck, and this was about 9 years ago, 10 years ago, staying in my deck, and I was looking up at the sky, and I was feeling kind of down and asking God to show me a sign that you're still with me, you know, and there was cardinals and butterflies flying. It's like, okay.
So
I get it.
The butterfly.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, everything. I am everything and in everything. So, you know, this creation is awesome. One other thing I wanted to ask you, if someone wanted to reach you, what can they reach you at? What's your email?
You can reach me at MuganMusic@live.com. That's Mugen, G-E-N-M-U-S-I-K at live, live.com.
Okay, I hope everyone got that. All right, we're going to move on to the next stop that we're going to take on this journey, and we're going to talk about tapestry. We're going to skip over a couple of things, but one of the things I love is tapestry. So here we go.
Tapestry. Yesterday's disciples of Jesus were very diverse, and that same diversity is needed today. God created each of us individually with unique qualities to execute His will on earth. Do you know God's assignment for your life? Reading reference, Romans chapter 12, verses 5 through 8.
Fourth stop of the journey, tapestry.
a tapestry of God's creation walking here and there. I wonder which one of them knows how blessed we are to be here. Each one of us has a role, finding it now. That's the key. I myself must do my best to discover God's own plan for me.
Sweet and to the point.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Short and sweet. One of the things, it was so interesting with tapestry. It's short, but it's one of the ones that really speaks to my spirit because, you know, we need modern day disciples. And sometimes I think we forget that, you know, there was 12 disciples, but then he made us all disciples when he died upon that cross and said, go out and spread the good news of that your Lord and Savior has come. And we need different people to do different things within the kingdom. Like you do the music, I do the poetry, someone else does the preaching, some people do the teaching. Whatever you do, God is giving you a talent, and I want everyone out there to hear this. No matter how many people says no to what you're doing, all you need is one yes from God to go as far as you want to go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen to that. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to move. That's all you need. That's all you need is God to say yes once. That's it. No matter how many people say no to your dream, all you need is that. Okay, we're going to keep moving on and go to God in a Lake View. And here we go.
God in a Lake View. We all seek personal peace in life. The biggest peace thief is internal or external turmoil. The world with its flashy lights and quick fixes only offers us temporary peace. It is gone as quickly as it comes. Jesus is the Prince of Peace and promises everlasting peace. Who is your peace supplier? Reading reference, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 22.
Seventh stop of the journey, God in the Lake View. Stillness of the water, so blue, makes my mind ponder on greatness. That's you. Heavenly Father, you keep me in a peaceful place like the waves that cease to ripple. You hold me in one space. Now I'll focus beyond the horizon, where the sky and the water separate no more. Is there where I'll find my glory and peace forevermore. Amen.
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 Thank you. It was one of my favorite ones that you, that was wonderful strings that you added to that. And your protege did that, correct?
Yes. My protege, Michael.
Michael. Much
yes.
love to you, Michael. Much love to you for that. Okay, it's a All right. That's what I like. If you really like his sound, you need to listen to the youth show. We blow him up on the youth show at that, right, Kumi?
Yep.
All right. Anyway, that was God in a Lake View. Again, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Poems Remix Listening Party and Fundraiser. And what we're doing is that we are trying to raise funds to continue to do the work that we're doing at the ministry, giving to disaster aid relief. I also want to put a word out there if anybody knows any nursing homes or churches that need, you know, large print Bibles, maybe for their seniors. We have some, and we are looking for a place to donate them to. Do us no good sitting here collecting dust. So please email me at sistercucci at journeyhomeministries.org, and we can talk about that. Also, we're here to do a fundraiser. And so if you go to www.journeyhomeministries.org and go to the fundraiser, tithes, and contribution tab, all the way at the bottom, you will have a way to link to download the book from Amazon. That's only one of the avenues that is on. But we're going to keep changing the link up. But definitely, it's linked to Amazon right now. It's on iTunes. It's on Xbox Live. It's on I can never say this.
Spotify.
You know what you're... Thank you. Spotify.
You're
Spotify. Welcome. That's why your co-host say. Yeah, as well. As well. So there's different avenues that you can go. But what we are asking you to do is look into your heart. And if so, because God only loves a cheerful giver. So if you look into your heart and it sees fit and it's divine order for you, please sow a seed into this ministry so we can continue to do what we do. One of the things that we're trying to do, Coolia, and I know you probably don't know this, but we're trying to get a grant since we are 501c3 to have a professional studio. And,
really?
Yeah, so that all the artists can come and record their music free of charge. That's
wow.
Like our
looks
long...
like I'm moving to Chicago.
Man, we'll get you up here. We'll get you up here. That's the long-term goal. The short-term goals, we have short-term goals. And our goal is that we're trying to reach to raise $2,500 right now. And that will assist us to continue the operations, get the grant writer to do that so we can offer opportunities to young musicians, old musicians, any type of musicians that there are that maybe want to put down an album, their album or what have you. That's one of our long-term goals. But this goal right now is just to raise $2,500 for the ministry so we can reach those goals. I just wanted to surprise
you. And that would be awesome. There's so much talent out there. I was just saying that would be awesome. There's so much talent out there that's lost due to the lack of resources. Well, I think that's an awesome thing. It'll keep a lot of kids out of trouble.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, we're in Chicago, but where there's a will, there's a way. If it's God's will, there will be a way. And that's my philosophy, and I know that's what God has shown me, that what's going to happen. So it's like, okay, let's go. Let's start prophesizing this stuff. And that's what you have to do in your life when you have a dream. If I can stop the music for a moment and just talk to people. This book that I wrote, a collection of poems by Sister Pucci, actually was the beginning of the ministry. And so the ministry came from this book. And from this, we have, really have grown thanks to those who listen live. And I love you. And those who listen later, I love you too. For thanks to all your support, we have grown not only in the United States, but all around the world. And I am so humbled and pleased to be the presiding minister over this the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. So I wanted to throw that out there. You want to add anything, Mr. Cooley?
Just keep doing what you do. Just keep doing it all for the glory of God.
Absolutely. And, you know, next
is using you in a mighty way.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. That's why we're here. It's to further the gospel of Jesus Christ through music, through song, through DJ mixing, through Bible study, whatever your talent is. God has put in you a plan of action that He wants you to succeed in. And like I said, no matter how many people tell you no, and it's going to be a bust. All you need is God to tell you yes once, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. My uncle told me.
That's all you need. Yes, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to move. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What was he?
My uncle told me this. If God has birthed something in you, it will be a travesty to abort it.
Ah, I love that. Could you say it one more time?
If God has birthed something in you, God has birthed that company, that dream, that vision that he's given you. If he's birthed that in you, it will be a travesty to abort it.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Amen. It is a travesty to not fulfill. Because he's going to give you everything you need to fulfill it. He's going to give you everything you need. All right. But let's move on with the show right now. We're going to play a ball fight, Kool-Aid. So I love this one.
You pick me up above the ground. I was lost, but now I'm you'll never let me down. So I have no reason to frown, so long as you're around. Oh, Lord, you keep me high above the ground. My share of ups and downs, up to my neck and sin, about to drown from you going to heaven. You heard my prayers sound,
yeah.
Lord, you didn't hesitate to turn my life around.
I've never in my life
felt the love so profound.
Jesus,
you're worthy of your praise.
But all the glory belongs to you, because it's too much for me. Besides, I'm not even worthy enough to speak of thee. But yet and still you put the serpent beneath my feet. So day by day and week by week, I pray to you, my soul, to keep above the clouds, but keep me meek until I find the kingdom in which I seek.
High above the ground. Absolutely. Wonderful song, Kool-Aid.
It's all right.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to let everybody know that we have is an empowerment award. We never haven't talked about that yet. Between now and the end of November, we're going to be taking as essays, and these essays are just you telling us what your dreams are and how you want to work for the kingdom and how it works for the kingdom, and send it in, and we will award anywhere between 50 and 100, depending, 150, depending on what the essay warrants it. So that is another thing, and I know you're going for the Achievement Award also. Better make sure you get your essay.
That's not
in.
Like something that I should consider, entering.
Yeah, consider it. But I'm going to be sending out a social blast on that also. But we have the Empowerment Award that we want to let people that it's something else that we do within the ministry. Our mission is to highlight the greatness in others and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. And so we just want you, we're 501c3, we're 501c3 non-for-profit organization. And what that means for you is that any monies that you donate, any monies that you use to buy anything, they're all tax deductible. We will be sending out tax statements at the end of the year, letting you know exactly how much you could take off your federal income taxes because we are the non-for-profit 501c3 organization. All right. So a little more center for you to go to the website, www.journeyhomeministries.org, and reach in, grab that little piece of plastic, and bless us. So a feed. All right. Now, Rugen, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
You know why I like co-hosting with you? You are so laid back. You can tell you're a musician.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, you're laid back. But that's okay. We're gonna move on with the show because next we have Speak Light from the Journey Home Poems Remix.
Speak Life. The power of life and death lies in your tongue, in the form of the words you speak. I am not saying that you can give and take life. That only God has absolute power to command. This life and death, however, refers to the condition of your life. Do you have joy or sorrow? Are you a negative or a positive person? The answers to these questions can easily be answered by listening to a person's words. Do they use words like, I don't know, I can't, it won't, we'll see, or do they use words like, I can, I will, I have faith? God only moves to the level of your expectation. Which prayer do you think God will answer the fastest? I don't know what God is going to do. I just have to wait and see. Or, I prayed about it and it's already done. God always keeps his promises. No proof of his grace is required. Jesus said that what we speak reflects what is in our heart. Do you have doubt in your heart or blessed assurance? Reading reference, James chapter 3, verses 1 through 18.
Tenth stop of the journey, speak life. Changing and rearranging life requires you to change. Just hold on tight, don't attempt to fight, just speak life in Jesus' name. Shifting and sorting, life's not meant to remain the same. Just hold on tight, don't attempt to fight, just speak life in Jesus' name.
Speak life.
Yes, yeah. Another short and sweet one.
Yes, it's short and sweet. You know, it's
No matter how good the preaching is, it doesn't have to last forever.
And that exactly what I was going to tell you. You know, Jesus, when he explained everything to us in parables, and he didn't use a whole lot of words, you know, to get
right.
It across to you. You know, he would go back and go over it and go more in depth, but the initial thing that he said to his disciples was always, short and sweet, I'm the bread of life. And they're like, what is he talking about? Then he had to explain it. All right, so speak life, and that's what I tried to do in the introductions was explain poems, and speak life is exactly what you said. It lies in your tongue. And we actually have to ask God to guard our tongue so we don't speak anything negative or speak anything against anyone. Because there's so much power in the tongue. I mean, our Creator spoke the whole universe into existence just by speaking, you know? So it's a powerful thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's keep on rolling to the show because we do have a dance mix that's going to be coming up. Next is My Cry, His Reply, Part 1 and 2. Now, this is the last stop of the journey in the book. And it's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think it is my favorite, actually.
You think it is?
I like all of them. They are my favorites. I'll take that back.
Okay. Here we go. My Cry, His Reply. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Okay. For some reason, that doesn't want to play. That,
that means,
yeah,
you know what that means. You got to go and buy it.
Yes, you got to go and buy it. And we really wanted to play it. But I got a consolation prize. We don't have the prelude to this one, but we definitely have the poem, My Cry, My 40 Days and Nights by Sister Pucci, everyone.
My 40 days and nights. My 40 days and nights. If you're holding your head down, where is your focus? Guilt and shame stops us from becoming all that God wants us to be. Guilt and shame causes us to withdraw into isolation as the world shuns our imperfections. We waste our time trying to figure out what is wrong, and Christ wants us to focus on what is right. If you don't feel good about whom we are, we will not feel worthy of God's grace and mercy. Jesus died so that we might be set free. He already knew we were not perfect. When will we accept this about ourselves? Now I got my testimony, my 40 days and nights. When I look around, well, family was nowhere in sight. Friends, they abandon you once they realize you can no longer give. It's like your usefulness had dried up tight. Huh. Funny how folks only stick around when things are going right. But now I know I'm not the one to blame. I lift my head and crack a smile. Christ released my guilt and shame. My 40 days and nights. He made it all right. My 40 days and nights.
Yeah, so 40 days and nights is not the one that is in the book. Same words, different music. Yeah, for the record, I just want to let everybody know. But what's so wonderful about this, before we go into the dance break, what's so wonderful about this is that you do have a chance to hear a little sample of each and every track before you actually buy the CD, okay? And also, this doesn't just go for this hour that we're on. This is going continually. We're asking if you download this later, if you listen to an archive, also, please go to www.journeyhomeministries.org and please make a contribution, a donation, or buy the fundraiser, the audio book, or actually give a tithe if you want to become a tithe of the ministry. We welcome you for that also. All right, we're going to kick it off with DJ Frankie Vibe with the dance mix. Thank you so much, Movie Mentality, for hanging out with me again for another listening party. Great work.
It's been wonderful.
All right.
I love you, and I love everyone.
I love, yeah.
Go out.
Yes. We love,
support the ministry. Get the CD. It'll bless you like it's blessed me. I'm sure it will. I know this is guaranteed. Or your money back.
Okay, or your money back. Yes. We can give that kind of guarantee because we know we're going to just bless people. That's what we want. We're in the blessing business of our Father. All right. I will talk to you next time we have a listening party. You be safe. Be good, Khalid. And here's DJ Frankie Vibe with the dance mix for the week.
Dance. You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vod on the ones and twos.
choose you.